You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, the BingeCast.
Nate, this song deserves a groovy. Hey, leave a voicemail. The BingeCast plays it. So here's the number, 708-406-9546. It's time for Google Voice. Transcribe it. So here's the number, 708-406-9546.
Welcome to the BingeCast. I'm BingeMedia.net. I'm Moreno, and I work for BingeMedia.net. I'm here with the one and only, the man who wrote that opening sounder for Google Voice. That is Mr. PMC. What's going on, sir?
Hello, man. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. We are back live on BingeMedia.net after a brief holiday hiatus, and we got 2 weeks of voicemails to get through.
That's a lot.
Put it out to the people on the Facebook group. That's facebook.com. If you're not part of the BingeMedia.net fantasy group, you should be. And that is facebook.com/groups/BMFML. That's where a lot of the a lot of the off-show antics go on.
A lot of them.
And I put out a poll saying, hey, we got a lot of Google Voice to get through. Should we do this in a separate show or should we include it in the podcast, meaning the BingeCast, which you can hear now? And the majority of people are like, fuck that. We want a separate show. So that's what we're doing.
It's a smart idea.
Leave
it up to the listeners so you don't get in trouble.
Yeah, there you go. Blame yourselves, you cocksuckers. Ah, the voicemail for the show, as you heard in that opening sounder by Mr. Pete MC, is 708-406-9546.
Yep.
Now, we wanted to do this separately because, you know, the creator of the Google voicemail game is Emma Gilbert. And he hates Google Voice these days.
Despite him.
He can't stand it.
He loves all the listeners, but he just doesn't want to hear it.
He doesn't want to fuck around with those voicemails. So we're going to go to our first one now. This is a 405 number. Hey, Ben, it's dead.
Whoa.
Okay. No, wait. No, it says, hey, Ben, it's dad.
Oh.
Well, I don't even know if that's better or worse.
Ben's dad's calling in. You're in trouble. You're swearing.
It's Jay from OKC. Oh, okay. There we go.
Okay.
Favorite college. I don't know what the fuck is going on here. Let's just play it. Jay from OKC, one of the MVPs, new MVPs in the Google Voice game.
Hey, BingeCast. It's Jay from OKC.
What up, Jay?
Law's former favorite college. First off, I just wanted to apologize to Law for upsetting him last week.
I was just
poking fun. I really don't care what games you fucking play. I just was kind of fucking with you. But I do apologize that upset you.
Don't apologize.
Piece by piece, I'll get my balls back in my body after you rip them apart.
Oh, Jesus, come on.
I was kind of upset about that. Until I heard that you and TMC, I don't know, are huge fucking fans of the challenge, because hands down, my favorite show.
Is he in a fucking is he driving in a Model T? What the fuck is going on there?
I did hear the blinker.
Oh, is that a blinker?
At first it was, but now he's like driving like the Looney Tunes car that's just rubbery and bouncing up and down.
Because, hands down, my favorite show of all time.
Wow.
I kid you not, been watching the show since 2001. And if I knew you liked it, I would have brought it up. But, 30-30's hopefully gonna finally fucking end this week. And I'm gonna quit rambling about it, so people don't freak the fuck out because nobody watches this shit. But a little behind the scenes on that Camilla thing, I've heard that she punches a security guard, then steals a golf cart, locks herself in a room, and attempts to kill herself. I don't know if we're going to see that on the show, but looking forward to that. Besides that, just watching Loudermilk, Shameless, all that bullshit. And besides that, I love you guys. And blah, 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 blah.
It just ends here. Says and sighs that I love you guys, and I'll probably bob.
Yeah, for apples,
sure. And his fucking Model T.
I didn't say that I was a big fan of the challenge because I haven't watched it since it was like real world Road Rules Challenge back in 83.
Yeah, it was 83 because that's when I was watching it too.
Yeah, but I started it, so I'm two episodes in.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was talking to one of my regulars at the bar the other day, and a commercial came on for a new show that's premiering. I believe it's if you're listening to this on Monday, it's probably premiering tonight on MTV, and that's called Florabama Shore.
Oh, you sure?
I'm very sure.
Florabama Shore?
Florabama Shore. And it looks right. So awful, and both God. Me and the customer I was talking to, we looked at each other and we're like, kind of fucking want to watch that.
Oh, really? Is it reality?
Yeah. So it's basically, you know, I don't know if you've heard this little show called The Jersey Shore back in the day, like the late 80s. And now they're doing it in, I'm guessing in the Florida Panhandle.
Okay.
Florabama Shore.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the style of people, the genre of people?
Douchebags, I think. I think they just cast a wide net for douchebags. Yeah. And it looks horrible. I just feel like I'm due for some trash TV. I haven't watched trash TV like since I got rid of cable, because then you got to take the time to, you know, tap AMG or ATVG on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And just be like, you know, you have to jump through a lot more hoops than just fucking turning on the TV.
Yeah.
So I think I'm due for some really bad, trashy TV.
Yeah, the only thing we'll talk about it later, we've already talked about it.
What?
Is just the challenge, really. And just because, like I said, my cousin's on it, or else I would not be seeking that out at all.
Right. No, I get it. All right, let's move on to our next Google Voicer. Mm-hmm. This is a 708. Oh, it's a 708 number.
Oh, hello.
Hey, cocksuckers. It's Scott be giving a call.
Scott's always giving calls.
He is. Actually, this is kind of interesting, considering this is probably Cupcake, and his brother's name is Scott. So let's listen to this shit. There we go.
Hey, cocksuckers. It's Cuffy giving a call. I figured I'd call in and clarify a little bit more about what I was asking last week about the whole theater experience and whatnot. Basically, I feel like everybody's about to fall under, you know, one, two, or three giant corporations where, you know, they'll be making their own either theaters or acquiring them, where companies like a Disney, God, I don't even know who's out by themselves anymore. Lionsgate, whomever. And they offer passes for the movies that they release and how many times you get to see them. You know, certain tiers offer you one movie, the streaming service that they have, or whatever the fuck it is. So just wondering what you think there and whether or not that's something that, you know, may be the future of movie going. Pay a certain amount of money. You're essentially the public's financing the films for whatever distributor or production company or whatever, and then you get the fucking sand. So, this is something I'm thinking about. Other thing real quick is I just got out of three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. And let me tell you fuckers something, that is hands down right now my favorite movie of the fucking year. Frances McDormand better get a goddamn Oscar nomination. Sam Rockwell better get a goddamn Oscar nomination. I've never I don't know that I've seen a movie recently that has me gut-busting laughing and then almost in tears immediately after because of the subject matter. It's a great, 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 great goddamn film. Just open up a little bit wider here this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. If anybody can, I highly fucking recommend getting out there to see this thing.
Oh, relax.
It is an amazing piece of filmmaking. Just fucking outstanding. It's definitely my favorite movie of the year at this point as we're winding this down. So I'll wrap things up. We'll talk to you fucking cocksuckers later.
Oh my God.
I think either Kupka is running.
It sounded like it.
Or he's on top of the Model T surfing.
him and Jay from OKC?
Yeah. They're both on the call.
Teen Wolf style?
Teen Wolf style.
But just going so slow, though.
So breezy up here. Dude, I'm going 1 mile.
I don't I don't remember the conversation about the theaters thing from a couple of weeks ago. Well, what's the gist of that?
I think he was saying like studios opening up theaters. He's probably gonna. I'm probably wrong. He's gonna call back a third time.
Oh, okay.
Like he wanted Disney. He was thinking like, oh, what if Disney opened up a theater and they just show specifically Disney films?
Right. Yeah. I just don't know how feasible that is. That overhead has got to be fucking huge.
I think Kupka should open up a theater like an Alamo Draft House.
Do you want somebody yelling at you every 5 minutes about what you're doing wrong, though?
He's very obsessive with the theater going experience, which I don't have a problem with.
Yeah, me
I
think either.
He knows what people want to see. He knows how people should see it.
Mm-hmm.
He should open up a theater and have the best sound, the best visual, the best audio, and rock Chicago's house.
And if somebody pulls out their phone, like the house lights come up, and he just shames them until they leave.
No, his face comes on the screen like, and he burns the whole theater down. He don't give a fuck.
Jesus, Kupka.
No, relax.
It's your own theater. Stop burning shit down.
He's always fucking doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I like that idea because it is still like, like he said, it's the audience, kind of finances everything a bit. But I mean, I wouldn't be down with that, I think. In theory, I would be. Yeah. I mean, if Disney, let's just say Disney put out a select, let's just say a handful of theaters in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like Disney films, so it can't be all that horrible, you know?
I could see it happening, but
mm-hmm. I mean, Disney has is a huge umbrella. There's umbrella. There's so many different fucking movies, you know.
I mean, if they do it, they're gonna make money. I don't know if they're gonna put a dent in the top 10 of the box office if they're showing.
Probably not.
Let's say they're doing the major cities, mm-hmm. like 4 or 5 of them, and then they're showing Aladdin. It's not gonna hit top 10.
Mm-hmm.
They got to really open up a ton of theaters.
Yeah, I think I'd just like to see more Alamo Drafthouse style of theaters popping up.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think Kupka would be great at running his own theater.
Independent theater company.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he'd be good at it.
Come on, Kupka.
Open up a theater already.
I don't know why it's taking so long.
And yes, I'm looking forward to seeing 3 Billboards. So I'm glad.
Yes, me too. That one and Lady Bird. I think those are 2 of the ones.
Yeah, I watched a trailer for that yesterday. So
okay,
that feels very like Edge of 17 type.
Yeah, as well. Yeah. So I was talking to Chad C on Binge Views this week.
I saw that.
Yeah. And that was one of my questions for him. What's the tone of Lady Bird? Is it like Edge of 17, person being a wallflower, that coming of age type of thing, a little bit more serious?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he says it's totally in line with those.
Okay. I liked Edge. I didn't like Perks. So we'll see where
I was the opposite. I fucking loved Perks. And Edge was fine, but
yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting a little feedback on your side.
Okay. Let me try to lower my a little bit.
There we go.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Oh.
I think it's me. I feel like my, you know, we'll adjust it after this, unless it's still going.
No. Well, a little bit. Nah, it's fine. It's fine. We can work through it. Next voicemail from a 302 number. It starts off with, well, what's up, Boo Boo Book Circle, South Con, real quick.
Okay.
I watched the movie Maximum Overdrive. Oh, nice. Let's listen to the shit.
What's up, book, suckers?
Jesus.
Real quick, I watched the movie Maximum Overdrive for the first time, and I was kind of getting to the feeling like this is a good, shitty movie that could be adapted in the modern era as like a short series.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough going on there. It's kind of campy. It's kind of stupid. But at the same time, they could add some quality like they had. You know, for example, the first season of Walking Dead, not anything after that, obviously, but they could make that kind of apply to the Maximum Overdrive universe. I'm curious what you think, and also if there's any like older movies that you think might be a good fit for a modernization, like for a series. All right, Ammon, I know you're not listening to this because you're you always skip Google Voice. So, see ya.
I don't know if I'd like his new sign on and sign off.
Was that like gunshots, like 50 Cent style?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a bro, bro. I don't know if it's like a Jamaican thing or what the fuck is going on.
So he's saying Maximum Overdrive is a series?
That it could be adapted into a short series.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know that. It was kind of a one-off movie for me. I don't know. Maybe he's taking it from, what is that recent one that everybody fucking fifed over? It's about cars. Very horror filmish.
I don't know.
Oh, hell,
Cars 3?
Cars 3, I think that's what it was. See, this is where we need Ammon. He'd be like, you fucking cat.
He knows all this dumb stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like a very one-off. It's, I mean, how long are they going to be sitting in that? What are they, in a convenience store?
A gas station. If there's any other older movies that you think might be a good fit for a modern series.
Modern series movie.
Well, I mean, they took Westworld, you know, from that movie, and then, you know, created a whole fucking HBO series around it.
Yeah, yeah. Tap the fuck out of that.
Okay, so not not a fit for you.
Yeah, it didn't fit me at all.
Let's see what else. How about something like a Cannonball Run? I mean, they kind of remade that in the early 2000s with Rat Race.
Well,
that might have been the late 90s, but I can see that being like an ongoing series for sure.
Or even like Midnight Run would be kind of cool.
Midnight Run would be cool.
But
yeah.
They're going to get like Kevin Hart and fucking the guy who played the new guy.
DJ Qualls?
Yeah. Kevin Hart and DJ Qualls in Midnight Run.
You know them from these movies.
The new guy and Kevin Hart, stand up.
I'd watch that. I'd fucking watch that.
Yeah, that'd be a good show. Let's do it.
Okay.
DJ Qualls is the... Is he the cop or is he the guy who stole the money? I want to say he's the guy who stole the money.
He's the guy that stole the money, yeah.
I'd like to see Kevin Hart be the cop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to this next one. Really don't. Wow. This ends with by N and then five asterisks after it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still getting a lot of feedback.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Let me try to just change one thing and see what happens if I do.
All right.
This.
You'll do that.
That changes anything on your end. Check 1, 2.
You check one, two.
I don't know. I changed.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't hear myself now. That's cool.
Really?
Yeah, let's rock that.
Okay.
All right. Hi, guys. It is Nate Peterson again. Okay.
Who's this guy?
I don't know. It seems like a new caller. I don't recognize the name.
New caller. Okay. Cool.
But like I said, ends with bye bye and then N, five asterisks, and it seems very ominous.
Oh my God.
Like, Nate, what? This Nate Peterson guy is pretty racist. That's what I get out of this. All right, let's see what he says, though.
Hi, guys. It is Nate Peterson again. A couple of things. Firstly, we'll be going to see Justice League tomorrow, which I'm sure you're not particularly interested in. However,
I love it.
By my mathematics, that will be the 200th film that I see this year. That's right. I keep a list of every film that I watch,
nice.
In chronological order and have done for about 3 or 4 years now. Just wondering whether you, probably not, but I'm wondering whether you or any of the listeners do something similar. And if so, why? Why do we do it? I know, that's my phone buzzing. Yeah, I've no understanding as to why I do it, but just wondered if you guys did or anyone else did. The other thing was to throw a small recommendation your way of a British show, just in case it's something that you're interested in.
Oh my God, British.
I recently binge-watched 2 seasons of a show called Inside Number 9. Very difficult to explain what it is other than it's, I guess, a black comedy, drama, horror anthology where every episode is a new story. I would highly, highly recommend it because in the 12 episodes I watched, there were 2 or 3 episodes which were just phenomenal pieces of TV.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out. And that is all I've got for you. Have a great show. Bella, Bubba, Dickus. Bye.
Whoa.
New caller Nate Peterson. Sounds like he's from, I don't know, Idaho or some shit with that fucking accent.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Had a recommendation and also a question. Now, Pete MC, you're a man who loves his movies. You like to go out to the movies.
I do.
You like to see the movies. Now, do you keep track of all the movies you watch in a year or whatever?
Usually on Twitter, if you follow me, I will hashtag a now watching and then post it. So that's kind of like a log in itself. And also I have the movie pass, and on the app it has a history of all the movies that you've checked into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of doing it for me so that I don't have to, but I can kind of backtrack and see what I've seen.
Yeah. 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 I used to do that. I used to keep an actual notebook
of
all the movies that I watched in a year, and that got fucking super annoying.
Was that because of the shows you were on, or is this before?
No, it was the shows I was on. It was and also the old site.
Yeah,
I would like to keep track of everything I watch just to be informed.
Even
before, we did a podcast and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was my question before you were working for it.
And I used to keep track through. It was this app called GetGlue from back in the day. Probably
I think I remember that.
Remember that shit from 10 years ago or something?
Yeah.
And then that went away, and it became something else. And then I used to do it on Facebook to check into movies to keep track. And now I don't even bother anymore.
Yeah, Nate. Jeez.
Get a new question. How about that?
One year. That's a lot. I mean,
200 movies, yeah.
Theater experience? Did he say that?
No, he said he just watched 200 movies this year so far.
Probably fucking saw 500 movies this year.
Sounds about right.
Nate, just a little 200.
What a miss, Nate. What? I don't know. His other question, or his other recommendations, was for an anthology series, black comedy horror, called Inside Number 9.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Let me goggle this shit and see who's in this. Inside number nine.
Nine.
Okay. It's from, let's see, 2014 through present. Okay, it's a BBC show. It's a half hour.
Let's go to season four.
Three series, 18 episodes.
Okay, three seasons. Let's see some cast.
Yeah, let's look at this fucking cast over here before I decide what I'm doing.
I don't know anyone in that
they
episode.
They all look like they have accents, though.
The Idaho accents, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm, exactly. Idaho. Ooh, Gemma Arterton. Oh, nice.
Nope, I don't know any of these babes. Looks like about six episodes. Season three is six episodes.
Okay.
Love that. I love how it's so short.
Yeah, me too. I'm a fucking huge fan of that.
Get out of here. Got
time for that shit.
Cool, Nate. Thanks for that. I'll check that out.
Thanks, stranger. Call in again. 708-406-9546.
First time caller.
First time caller.
Hello, governor.
Hello, everyone. This next one's a 248 number. It says, what up, guys? Hey. Hey.
Hey.
This is Mormor request. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's see what this whack job has to say.
Hey, what up, guys? Hey, this is more of a request than anything, I guess, but since it is Black Friday weekend and really the mark of the holiday season, I wanted to call in and request the original PDMC Sounder, It's the Holiday Season, because it is what we all need at this time.
Oh.
Have a great show. Peace.
All right. I think that was PJ.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe we'll...
Well, you're not going to hear it on this show.
No, we ain't got time for that.
No, no. If you download the BingeCast, it may be on there. I don't know.
It might be. Talk process. It might be.
Okay.
We got a review process, so...
You have to go to the board. I have to present it to the board, PJ. It's not...
Yeah, it's not like you submit something and it automatically gets played, all right?
You gotta walk in there with papers and PowerPoint,
mm-hmm.
You know,
some laser then, like, pointers.
And voicemails. But, like, guys, people want to hear this.
You get a diorama and shit.
Then I have to, then they say, Mr. Setnik, can you leave the room, please? And then I say, we'll let you know. Thank you. We'll let you know.
That, you know, you're still talking. We're thanks. Thanks. Board's like, thanks. Okay.
And I'm like,
we've heard enough. We've heard enough, Ms. Setnik. Thank you.
But I didn't tell you why I was here.
That's all right. That's all right. We'll contact you soon. Thank you very much.
All right. Here's my, do you want me to leave the papers?
Door.
The...
Door. It's right there.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
It's a tough board.
Jesus. I get home. Michelle's like, how'd it go? I don't know.
They ushered me out.
I walked in there. They're like, thanks for coming. I'm like, what?
Some guy with a broom just swept me out of the room. What the fuck?
I got a cane around the neck. It was weird.
Sepko Voice translated this to say, I wanted to call in and request the original Pete Dempsey sounder.
You know what? Me and Patrick, we are brothers from a long time ago. I didn't want to say anything.
That's all right. We still accept it, though. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys want Patrick on the show, I get him on the show.
All right, this next one's a unknown caller.
Another fucking Nate.
Hello, Al. It's Nikki from Sydney. Oh, God. I hope my wife is asleep because this is one of my girls. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
This guy.
Nikki from Sid.
Fucking Nikki from Sid. All right, let's... can't play from there. Let's play from here.
Okay.
All right. All right, bruv.
Okay, you're right.
Hello all, it's Nate B from Sydney. So Justice League, 6.5 out of 10. I won't bother going into too much detail.
It's right out of the gate. So Justice League, 6.5 out of 10. Okay, next is
I like this type of call.
Me too.
Yeah.
Out of 10. I won't bother going into too much detail because endless people have gone into it already. Mm-hmm. Actually saw it down in Melbourne, which is pretty cool. Caught up with Marcy.
Right.
And Betty, which is awesome. Great little mini Oz Lollapalooza, whatever.
That's catch up. Dude, how fucking great is that? Mini Lollapalooza in Melbourne.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome. It's, God damn it.
You should bow.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, you should bow. It's, talk to you.
I just wish I could just be at every mini palooza at all times.
Right?
God fucking damn it.
That's okay. That's like going to every, like if you were, you know, Tom Hanks or something, and you go to every time they play and one of your movies.
How do you know I'm not Tom Hanks? All right, let's get back to Nikki.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. After Batman versus Superman, I suggested in a call to the binge cast that I thought the best way forward for Superman was to do something like a $100 million, $150 million six-part Netflix series.
Oh.
Where you could get really involved in Superman's character, Clark Kent's character, as a bit of a segue into all of the movies that were to follow. I still think that is the best way forward for the Man of Steel. I think Man of Steel 2 is going to be a difficult sell. You definitely can't do an end of the world thing yet again. It has to be something fresh. I think a Netflix series or an Amazon series or a Hulu, whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
would give you all of the time, all of the opportunity, and you'd still have all of the budget to do everything that you need. That being said, I think there are many things to like about the Justice League. I think it's getting a hammering far worse than it deserves. But that being said, they've really made a hash of this, the WB or Warner Brothers, and they need to sort it out. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there because I'm in the middle of a barbecue. It's the first day of summer here in Australia, so hope you're all enjoying the winter over there. And perhaps we'll see you in June next year. Take care.
Bye. Oh, what is that all about? Perhaps we'll see us in June next year.
Oh my God.
Oh my God is right. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Now, initially, his idea of doing a whatever, like 6-episode Netflix series on Clark Kent. I mean, isn't that kind of like Smallville? I mean, depending on the story. I mean, haven't we kind of seen that?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Does he want to use Henry Cavill?
I don't know. Depends on his contract and that mustache situation.
I think WB should just fucking close the book now. Like, enough already.
I agree. But here's the thing. Is like, it's just those stories are like, those origin stories, they're so fucking rich. You know? It's hard not to go back to the well and go over that whole fucking story again.
Because then you're just beating a dead horse come the sequels. Because you're like, oh, here's a new villain, wants to take over the world.
Right.
Everyone come in.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's something that, you know, Spider-Man was accused of, you know, seeing that same origin story. But I haven't seen The Amazing Spider-Man yet, but, that's not what it's called. What is it called? Homecoming. Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet, but apparently they bypass all that shit. Now,
yeah, I mean, it's kind of... I mean, you don't need it because and they don't show it, but it's still, there's still hints of it.
Yeah. My problem with Homecoming is I'm just waiting for it to come on VHS. And that's my problem, the reason why I haven't seen it yet.
You're never going to see it then.
Oh, God damn it. Don't spoil it for me. All right. Let's move it on. Move it on down the line. 760 number. Sup, bitch ass. Is your boy Part from Kelly?
Farts from Cali.
Oh, you're so farty. Let me tell you. Let's see what Farts from Kelly has to say.
Sup, bench cast. Is your boy Art from
Stop
Cali?
Yelling!
And
so braggy.
I'm sure you have a shitload of good stuff last week off, but that's your problem, not mine. Anyways,
Jesus.
I'm coming in hot. Eric Bayan, whatever the fuck, emo cab.
started this thread on Facebook about which movie have you not seen that people have to try to force down your throat. And, you know, start off playful.
Wait, did you get that? What movies what?
Yeah, Bylanog posted, like, what movie... you're going to have to forgive me on this. I'm looking it up right now.
That's all right. That's all right.
It was a real hot... It was a real hot topic.
Was it a real hot topic?
It was a real hot topic.
Holy shit.
Let's go. I started this thread on Facebook about which movie have you not seen that people have to try to force down your throat. And, you know, start off playful. But motherfucking Reed Wilson fucking announced that he has not seen Goodfellas. Now, I'm calling for two reasons. One, I'm a little ashamed of that because even his lovely wife, Gemma, has seen fucking Goodfellas. Well, I don't know what the fuck people were doing at the time. I don't know if I'm watching Moana for like the 25th time. But, yeah, it's not cool, man. So I'm calling you guys to see what movie would you like that you believe hold in high regard that if you know someone of your friends, family members, or acquaintances hasn't seen, you would actually think less of them as a human being. Like, I was pretty tight with Reed. Like, he was, like, Reed would be my Mary, and Chess, he would be my fuck.
Jesus.
Let me think that. So what do you guys think it is? What movie do you guys think, like I said, you think less of a person for doing that? So take care, guys. Hope you guys don't have a lot of voice notes. And, hey, Jim Law, stop looking so many fucking Boba Dicks. Later.
Okay. Oh, outside of what he just said there about Jim Law, all yeah. I took from that was Reed was his Mary and Chatsy was his fuck in the Mary Fuck Kill. Sounds like Law was his kill in that one, but...
Not like it.
All right. So, yeah, go ahead.
Bylanok posted movies that you've heard good things about, but will never watch because they don't interest you at all. And he posted Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World.
Right. Okay. Yep. I remember seeing this thread.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on here in this thread.
Let's see. I can think of a lot of TV shows. I can't. Movies. Like it just gets for movies, it gets more into like a subgenre thing, you know, like the comic book movies, a lot of those.
Yeah.
Some romantic comedies are like, this is the fucking best ever. It's like, I don't know, but it's different though. It's not, it's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Movies
that you've heard good things about, but will never watch because they don't interest you.
But if you heard good things about them, like, wouldn't you, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I guess the subject matter.
Yeah, I guess so,
he doesn't care about Russell Crowe on a fucking sailor ship, you know?
Yeah, yep. Read some of the flicks in the comments.
All right.
Tell us about there.
King's Speech.
Never seen it.
That's Logan.
I'd watch that, though.
I tried watching it and I fucking tapped.
I like Colin Firth.
Colin Firth. Reed Wilson, like Art said, was Goodfellas.
And that's why it makes sense that he puts fucking spaghetti on pizza, because he's confused. If you watch Goodfellas, he wouldn't do that shit.
Yeah. What else we got here? Adam Bunch, Citizen Kane.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Justin Smith has a lot here. I'll go down. Oh, no, he doesn't. I'm sorry. The Queen, Gandhi, Cold Mountain. I've seen The Queen and Cold Mountain. I've never seen Gandhi.
Yeah, I've never seen any of those.
I've seen Gandhi with the Wind.
Whoa. How was that?
That was crazy.
It was crazy? It seems kind of like chill, but it was crazy, though.
That was like an action movie. Like Gandhi was like a car shooting like in slow mo, shooting gun.
Oh my god, he is Gandhi with the Wind.
All right, Art Callie also posted Braveheart.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
Wow, the big guns shot fucking Jim Law's way.
Adam Bunch, It's a Wonderful Life.
I've seen it.
Jay Fernandez, Any and Every Harry Potter. How's that going for you? I know you started that.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, I had some videotapes of Return or some shit.
Yeah, did you rewind them?
I did. I was being kind.
Look at you.
Yep.
Oh, Logan James. You're not going to be happy with this one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Hmm. Okay.
So, number three. So he must have, he hated Two Towers, I guess.
Yeah, I hated that shit. He's like, I hate fucking, what?
What? Adam Bunch, Close Encounters.
Okay.
Oh, this one you're really not going to like. PJ, Paul Joseph.
PTA movie, right?
Nope.
Oh.
Scarface.
Ah!
Yeah. Josh Youngblood, Goodfellas. I'm sorry. Godfather. The Godfather.
Okay. I can see Godfather, people not wanting to see Godfather more than Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is a little bit, the tempo is a little faster than.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Characters are more rich.
Yeah. Eric King, Castaway.
Hmm.
Jack Falvey, the animated movie, Spirited Away.
What a weird choice.
No, like, why would that be in here? There's comments, though. Justin Smith says, missing out.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He's fucking, out of nowhere, Jack Valley just throws a haymaker sucker punch into Mizuyaki's fucking face.
Ooh, I've never seen this. This is a good one by Michael Miller. Who I'm a big fan of in the group page.
Yeah.
The Master. I have never seen The Master.
No interest in seeing it. That's really surprising to me because I don't know. It just, there seems to be a lot of actors in that are fucking solid and that people seem to like.
I shouldn't say that I don't have interest in it. I just haven't.
Just gotten around to it.
The vibe of watching it. You know, the vibe for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you definitely got to be in the right kind of mood for that. Now, just a quick tangent. I think Miller is the one who posted something to the group today about, like movies, like that are your favorite movies of the last 10 years, but you got to be in the right mind for something like that. And he put There Will Be Blood, which is a PTA movie too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You want me to keep going or you're done?
No, that's cool. Let's go to get a handful of those in there and see what people are thinking about.
Yeah. There's Elf, there's Happy Gilmore, there's Godfather 2, Life of Pi, Unforgiven, Space Op, 2001.
Unforgiven, man. That is such a fucking amazing movie.
So
Life of Pi, yeah, that's another one. I didn't see that and I just kind of have no interest in it.
I really don't have interest in that.
Mm-hmm. It seems weird. A lot of people's the range of what people won't see and don't give a fuck about. It's like The Master, you know, fucking Oscar nominated movie, and fucking Life of Pi, Oscar nominated movie, and then fucking Happy Gilmore. I'm never seeing that shit. You know what I mean? That's like all over the place.
Yeah, it's on USA every night. Like, I haven't seen Manchester by the Sea yet.
Uh-huh.
I have an interest, but I don't, like, I don't feel like I'm missing out.
I'd agree with that. Even though I dug the movie.
Like, I want to see it because I feel like I should see it because I'm a movie fan and it was nominated.
Sure.
Not that I want to give any nominated flicks, like, my time, but obviously it was not for a reason.
Yeah, yeah. Course.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on. All right. This is a
Governor fish and chips.
Fucking starving. Okay. Let's play this one. It's a 800 number. I don't know if this is an actual thing though.
This is exciting.
5 7 8 1 7
Oh, what the fuck was that? It was 6 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. What was it again?
5 7 8 1 7
5 7 8 1 7
I feel like this is the ring, dude.
I'm like,
Or I'm going to go to the fucking 7-Eleven right now and play some numbers.
I'm Googling it and seeing what happens.
Oh, I know what this is. This is a date. This is May 78th of 2017.
Oh, May 78th, 2017. I remember that day. I had a barbecue
that day. Let's see. This is an...
Googling that, and I'm checking the first image that pops up and see what that is. Oh, it's a sewing machine. The 57817 Singer sewing machine.
The Brian Singer sewing machine.
Ew, it touches everyone.
Not everyone, just a little Carlos. This next one's an unknown caller. Let's see. Hey, guys, radiator cooling in.
Hey, guys, radiator cooling in with a low retro. After Emo Kev posted in the group this week about movies that staples that we haven't seen, what is also something that I'd like to know if Moreno has actually watched Back to the Future 3 yet. Anyway,
okay.
Art and Justin.
Art and Justin.
No, but he said that I haven't watched what?
Back to the Future 3. He wanted to know if you have.
Oh, you cocksuckers. Fucking watch that show, okay?
He watched Back to the Future 3 yet. Anyway, Art and Justin got a little offended by the fact that I hadn't seen Goodfellas. So I watched it last night. And it's probably the first time I've ever rung up and actually reviewed something. So here we go. It was a 7 on 10 spaghetti topped pizzas.
Oh, Jesus.
There was a lot of voiceover, which it wasn't a bad thing. I'm not one of those weirdos that hates voiceovers.
You fucking asshole.
I don't know. It just seems like a lot of voiceover. And but also, you're just seeing the style of it. Like, I can see where a lot of... I mean, I don't know. Would Ocean's 11 exist?
Yeah.
Through Soderbergh if Goodfellas wasn't around? Anyway, the real reason I'm calling... is TM was looking for a new show for him and Kerry to binge.
Yeah.
Now, he got a lot of offers from a lot of different people, but I wanted to really push one down his throat. It's a British comedy. It's approved by Nate P, which that guy knows funny, like real funny, and he loves the show. It's got short seasons. It's also been picked up by Comedy Central in the States and is under construction right now. So if you want to be one of those people who's, you know, can go to work and say, oh, yeah, that new Comedy Central show you're talking about, yeah, I watched the original. I'm better than you. This show, Jack, I mean, anybody who falls under that banner is for you. Taskmaster. Get onto it. It's a funny ass show. Like, it's the funniest show I've seen in years. And it's not even a structured comedy. Get onto it. Bubba Dick.
All right.
Taskmaster.
Taskmaster.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Reed. You fucking cocksucker.
So, have you seen Back to the Future 3?
Yes. Multiple times.
Multiple?
Well, it was a movie homework thing, and yeah, I watched that shit. Okay?
Fuck. All right.
People give me shit for it all the time.
Okay, and yeah, thanks for the recommendation. And we already talked about Emo Kev's post.
We talked about his list already, all right? Come on, dude.
Wait, listen to the show.
Listen to the show, pay attention, make sure you know what's going on. All right, this next one's a 551 number.
Nope.
Oh, I think I know who this is.
I know this guy.
You know this guy.
Yeah, I do.
All right. This one says, what's up, bitch ass?
Jesus.
What's up, bitch ass? TM.
Stop being honest.
I was going to call about Handmaid's Tale. Carrie Tiem and I just binged the shit out of that. And, man, it's such a cool show. And I think the advertising that just had Elizabeth Moss looking like, you know, Little Miss Tuffet or whatever, Prairie Lady, you know, Handmaid, basically. It really was a turnoff, and also Law would always talk about the show on TV Roundup, but all he would say is, still watching Handmaid's Tale, it's my shit, it's fucking awesome. There should have been a little more talk about this show. It's phenomenal, great drama, it's kind of got a leftovers vibe to it in a strange way. I mean, it's not sci-fi or anything, but it's a great concept. It's very original. And anybody out there who hasn't seen it that's looking for a show, I would definitely recommend it. Solid 8 on 10 for the first season. We watched the documentary The Voyeur that just came out last night on Netflix. Yes, that's right. Stayed in like losers on a Friday, but that's because I got a new job. I know, listeners. You're just thinking, why does TM have to work? He hosts the sportscast, you know? He's getting paid well from Binge. This is all true, but got to make some extra dollars. So I've been working this week. The Voyeur is strange. I kind of thought that he would have also filmed the shit that he voyed. So it's good. It's not great. It's a good documentary. It catches up to present time. So that's a pretty cool part, how that all goes down. I don't want to spoil anything if it's only been out for 24 hours. So I'd say probably 7 on 10. It's interesting enough. Good doc. The author in the doc is real annoying. What's up, PMC? I know my boy's on the show tonight. Listening to a lot of Christmas music this week, and I gotta say,
yes,
they have got to get rid of the modern Christmas songs, the covers, the Taylor Swifts. Train can take their rap Christmas song and shove it up their assholes.
Come on.
I can't even believe I have to listen to that shit every day.
PG show.
What do you guys think? Modern music or oldies? I don't have to ask you. Moreno, Pete, whoever else on the show, I know you're all gonna like the classics. It's nothing better than Big Crosby, Sinatra, all those guys. Fuck Train. I fucking love you, Tom Snow!
Doesn't like Train, huh?
Fuck Train is right.
Fuck Train!
I was going on a rant about Train yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I can't stand Train.
Yeah.
The
king of Christmas. It's got King in his name. Fucking Nat King Cole. Can't fucking touch Nat King Cole.
Love the classics. Love the classic Christmas songs. I don't mind some modern. Nah, I don't like the modern stuff.
I like some of the Bublé stuff.
I actually, you know, now that you're on, I do need that Christmas playlist you sent me last year.
Because I
changed computers. Yeah. Definitely need that. Wasn't there a Matchbox 20 Christmas song in there?
New York City Christmas.
That one was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I do like that one.
But the Bublé is probably the newest
Bublé
cover guy, you know.
Okay.
But I'm very big on Nat King Cole. That Christmas album is the fucking best. And Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
And Bing. And, of course, Andy Williams, because that's how I got. It's the binge cast season. I got
the holiday season.
He let me record that.
That was nice of him.
Yeah.
All right, Ammon's ready. Let's add Ammon and finish up Goggle Voice.
We got to be close, right?
Yeah, we're close. We got a couple more. Still getting a little bit of feedback from you.
All right, we'll fix it for the
binge cast.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Ed and Ammon. Let me pull up our next one. We have, we only have 3 left.
Okay.
So let's get this cocksucker in here.
That's my bad. I don't know what's going on.
Feedback season.
Blame infallibly.
Yeah, so, yeah. I totally blame them too. And whoop de doo. Ba ba da boo.
Jeepy deep 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 deep
deep. Yeah, ba da ba da ba dee ba boo. Cocksucker.
What's up?
You fucking cocksucker.
Evan Gilbert.
Gilbert.
We are almost done with Google Voice. We got three more. We've been recording.
Three more.
We've been recording for the last 2 hours. We just got a call from TM asking if we like the classic Christmas songs or like some of the newer covers or whatever.
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, what do you like, motherfucker?
I keep my shit fucking classic, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I like some of the new shit. There's some good new songs. But you can't go wrong with fucking just some Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
Just go with the classic shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's. All right, we got it. Christmas. All right, this is a 302 number. Let's go. Here we go. This is Alex calling, and it's spelled.
Yeah. What's up, Binge? It's Alex calling. Hope you don't have too many voicemails tonight.
You fucker.
I was thinking about Christmas movies and thinking about how much I dislike Christmas Vacation. I think part of it is the
what?
Fact.
Wait, what?
He just called it Christmas Staycation. That's fucking brilliant. I'm down with that. That's fucking funny.
Let's see.
Well,
I want to hear him say staycation.
I was thinking about Christmas movies and thinking about how much I dislike Christmas Staycation. And I think part of it is the fact that I just can't enjoy Chevy Chase. And I think the root of that is, well, if you ever heard back in the day, Howard Stern ripped Chevy Chase, a new one, fucking pranked the hell out of him and made him look like the douchebag that he is, the untalented scumbag that he is. And so I just can't watch Chevy Chase movies because of that. And so I'm curious if there's ever been an actor or director or whatever it might be that, you know, someone gave you an opinion on them or you learned something about them where you just can't enjoy them in anything they've ever done, even if they are talented. Even if the rest of the world seems to like him, you just can't get into it. Mm-hmm. So, have a good show. See ya. Bye.
All right. Wow. He just really wanted to lay into Chevy Chase in this one.
He fucking hates Chevy Chase.
I've always had a problem. And I couldn't tell you if he's a good actor because all I see is this guy when he's on screen. I think I've said it on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
I can't shake it that it's not him ever.
What do you mean that it's not? Oh, that he's not like playing a character? That it's just him?
I just see Woody Harrelson playing Woody Harrelson. Like I could see Denzel.
It's just Woody Harrelson to you?
Denzel melds into fucking Amtrak rider or fucking lawyer, and it's not Denzel. It's some other guy. Same with like Tom Hanks, but fucking Woody Harrelson is Woody Harrelson in every movie.
You fucking hate Woody Harrelson.
I don't hate Woody Harrelson though.
What do you like about him?
You know, I think the same way as like Kevin Costner. That cocksucker's always Kevin Costner. I don't fucking like Kevin Costner.
So the same guy that's building a baseball field, the same guy in Waterworld. Is that what you're saying?
It's the same dude fucking dancing around with wolves and fucking same dude protecting Whitney Houston from a crazy guy. It's the same guy.
Yeah, he's a fucking minor league catcher. Yep.
That's how I feel. I mean, I obviously Ammon knows how it feels to see that same actor over and over again.
Yeah.
That's how I am with Woody.
I like Woody, though. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's going to be a fucking drop. fuck me. All right, let's move on. Fuck my point right there.
Well, I like... Okay, moving on.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
shit. I can't even recover from that. All right, here we go. Next one.
Hey, boys. It's El Mariachi.
El Mariachi.
recording tonight, and I saw a message saying that you guys have a shitload of voicemails, but fuck it. I'm going to drop one more off, and hopefully you guys get to play this shit.
You fucking son
of a bitch. I'm in Sacramento, California, and I'm about to go see the fucking Foo Fighters. But fuck it. I'm going to drop this quick voicemail about Foo Fighters, a few movies I've seen. So real quick, I'm going to get the ones you guys have already talked about. I saw Wind River. The Jeremy Renner and the other Olsen chick. It's a good movie. I fucking really dug it.
Not even close to John Bernthal.
He's in it for 4 seconds.
Yeah, he's in it, but like...
Yeah,
he is in it. It's
yeah,
true.
You know the John Bernthal directed, starring, producing movie?
It's like that John Bernthal movie, Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, the show that he stars in, Walking Dead, fucking died in the second season.
I saw Wind River, the John Bernthal.
Oh, that one, yeah.
John Bernthal, yep. But,
the John Bernthal movie.
The
yeah,
other old it's a good movie. I fucking really dug it. You guys have already talked about it. I give it like a 7.5, 8 on 10 or so. I saw the other the John Bernthal movie, the Sweet Virginia, and it's decent. I was hoping I don't know. I was hoping it'd be more like Wind River, I guess, because I saw it after Wind River. But it's still cool, man. It's like a 7. It's a nice little flick, man.
I was watching The Punisher. I was like, why isn't this like Wind River? This is bullshit.
Why is Bernthal in this so much?
Fuck this show. I watched fucking five episodes of that show, and now one of them was set in the fucking Native American
plains. No snow.
There's
no
zero snow. Zero snow.
Show started, no snow. It was like, fuck this show. There's no snow.
Yeah,
Bernthal cameo. He's in it the whole time.
And I knew that he was married at one point, but he was married to Elizabeth Olsen, so I thought that was bullshit too.
Fuck that shit. What was the movie he's talking about, by the way? I didn't remember.
Sweet Virginia.
The other John Bernthal movie?
Sweet Virginia. I don't know. I'm looking at the cast, and I don't even
like. Does he star in John it, or is he like a cameo appearance with John Bernthal?
I've not seen Bernthal in here at all.
Virginia? He's in it. He's the lead.
He's not even in it.
He's in it. Imogen Boots.
He talked about it in an interview. He talked about an interview. He's like, I saw that John Bernthal was like, I saw Sweet Virginia. And then fucking El Mariachi was like, I love Bernthal and Sweet Virginia. It was fucking.
I guess because I saw it after Wind River. But it's still cool, man. It's like a 7. It's a nice little flick, man. I like it. Also, I've seen a couple of action movies. I saw this movie called Villainess. It's a Korean sort of martial arts movie. It's basically La Femme Nikita if it was made in Korea.
La Femme Nikita.
And it's pretty decent, dude. It's like 2 hours long. But it's a good action flick. Lastly, I saw this movie called Lady... I fucking forget what it's called, but it's like Lady Bloodfist or some bullshit. Basically, it's that fucking Van Damme movie. The one with the kumite. What is it?
Bloodsport, dude.
Bloodsport, right? It's the female version of Bloodsport, exactly, pretty much. But surprisingly good action scenes. The chicks really kick ass in this movie. Ammon, I think you would dig it. And obviously there's some hot-ass chicks in the movie.
What's it called?
It's decent, dude. For an action movie, it's fucking decent. Anyway, that's pretty much it. You guys got a lot of voicemails. I'm going to peace out. I'm going to go see the fucking Foo Fighters.
Poo Fighters.
Which, you know, I'm a fan of. So hopefully that works out.
Good.
All right. I'll see you guys later. Peace.
Later. Wait, there's another 30 seconds left on this.
Oh, no, there wasn't.
It's just in his phone.
All right, that's
enough. In his pocket.
All right.
While he goes and listens to the Foo Fighters.
Got a pretty good update from El Mariachi there. The Villainess. This actually looks pretty cool. A female assassin leaves a trail of bodies behind her as she seeks revenge.
Oh, there you go.
Looks pretty good.
You're good.
Hey, thanks. All right, let's do this. Last one. What's up, boys? Billy Good Times here.
Fucking Billy Good Times.
Let's see what this cocksucker has to say.
What's up, boys? Billy Good Times here. I might be a little bit late to get in on this week's Google Voice. Not sure, but I don't have much to say anyway. Just wanted to call. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. Moreno, I love the any time Alex answer you did on Facebook. That was great. Happy birthday, buddy. Ammon, I'm not sure if you're on this week or not, but happy birthday to you as well. Jim Law, you know,
thanks
for doing you. I hope you guys had a good week off. Look forward to hearing you guys again this week. That's really all I got. I'm not really watching too much right now. Kind of busy with work and shit, but, keep it real, Bobby.
This sounds like a sober like Billy Good Times. I don't want to.
He's going to work.
He's going to work, Billy Good Times, and I don't want to know that person.
Is that not so much Good Times?
No.
Comes in.
It's like kind of good, Billy kind of Good Times.
Billy Keep It Straight Times.
Billy I Times.
All right, that's going to do it for the Goggle Voice Show. Catch up for the last couple of weeks. Thanks for calling. That number is 708-406-9546. Give us a call anytime. We will answer it unless we're off that week, and then we'll answer it like fucking 2 weeks later. Mm-hmm. All right, boys, let's get to recording a BingeCast. What do you guys say?
I like it.
Pull back the curtain.
Fucking
feedback bullshit, too.
All right. See ya.
See ya.